Christ, peace to you, friends. I hope this message finds you well. I'm getting this sermon out about a day after I had hoped, but in these crazy times, hopefully there's understanding in that. I've never Zoomed more, had more meetings staring at my computer screen in my life, as I'm sure many of you can relate to. The passage I want to preach about is actually from Wednesday, April 1st. The Gospel of the Day was the great chapter, one of the great chapters in John's Gospel, the 8th chapter of John. And there's some familiar phrases that you might catch. And one of the lines that is very familiar to many people is the famous John 8:32, where we hear the phrase, "You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." What a great passage. "You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." That passage has been significant, certainly in the church, but even outside of the church. It's the unofficial motto of the CIA, of all things, and it actually adorns the lobby of their original headquarters building, carved into the marble. "You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." It certainly was one of John Paul II's favorite verses. He of course, wrote the great encyclical Veritatis Splendor, the splendor of the truth. And then Pope Benedict, when he was first named a bishop, back when he was Bishop Cardinal Ratzinger, or Bishop Joseph Ratzinger, his episcopal motto, which he changed as he was named the Holy Father, but his episcopal motto was Cooperatores Veritatis, collaborators of the truth. So truth matters a great deal. It certainly matters in these days, especially when truth seems to be something that we can simply just make up as we go. But that's not the truth, is it? Jesus himself says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," John 14:6. So truth is crucial and very important. But that phrase that I've been talking about, "You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," is the final part of a longer sentence. So the full sentence reads this: "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." That's the full phrase that Jesus says. Most of us just know that last little part, but the first part is actually where I want to preach today. If you remain in my word, if you remain in my word, the importance of the word. All right, Catholics, and anyone else listening out there, to remain in his word so that we can be his disciples, which is the whole point of everything we're trying to do, to remain in his word so that we can be his disciples, we need to get into the word. All right? Especially Catholic brothers and sisters out there, get into the word. And so my advice, my strong encouragement, my exhortation to you, when we have more time than we normally do, is to spend at least 10 minutes each day in the scriptures, at least, more like 20, to spend at least 10 minutes, but hopefully more, in the scriptures each day. So maybe it's the daily readings from the Mass, because you might be like, "I don't know where to start. Do I just start at the beginning?" My advice is to not do that. In fact, as we approach Palm Sunday and then into Holy Week, it would be great for you to pray the daily readings of the Mass that are coming up here. Also, since you can't receive the Lord in the Eucharist, receive him in his word. Every word of Scripture speaks of the Word made flesh. And so pray with the masses that are going on privately throughout the world by entering into those through the Scriptures that are given at those masses. I would say this, though. If you pray with the daily readings of the Mass, I have one giant caveat. Do not, I repeat, do not pray with those readings as you're scrolling through on your phone. Don't do it on your phone or your tablet or any other electronic device. Use your phone to get the passages, write down the coordinates, and then go grab your Bible and look them up. Use your phone to get the passages, write them down, then go to your Bible and look them up separately. So why do I say that? It's so much more convenient on your phone, isn't it? You can just go and get the daily readings, few swipes, few touches of the button, and it's right there for you. Here's why. First, because I want you to blow the dust off the cover of your Bible. I want you to actually go find your Bible and open it up. All right? And many of you know, you're going to have to do a little searching to find where the Bible is, right? Go get your Bible. Blow the dust off the cover. Second, because you'll learn where some of the books of the Bible actually are in the collection. So if you have to look up a psalm, you're like, oh, where is Psalms? Is it early in the Old Testament? Is it late in the Old Testament? Oh, where's this passage from St. Paul? Where is that? Oh, where is the book of the prophet Daniel? Okay, so get into your Bible and start exploring and start using it. It's there to be used. It's not there for decoration on your bookshelf. Right? Third, this is more important. Because if you read the word from the book, you'll be much more capable of praying with it. See, screen time destroys our ability to ponder and comprehend. So all we do is skim, and we're all spending way, way, way too much time on our screens these days. We don't want to do that with the Word of God, right? So take time, find your Bible, sit down with the readings of the day, pray with them, pray with them. And what you'll find is this. You'll find what Hebrews 4:12 says. Indeed, the Word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between the soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. The Word of God is living and effective. The Scriptures have so much to say to us, especially in these days, and we'd be so foolish not to listen, to take time to listen to the living Word, because the living Word comes from a living voice. That of the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. His voice is spoken in and through the Scriptures. Hearing His voice is so crucial right now. It's so absolutely necessary. Now think about your past few days. Think of all the voices you've listened to, maybe even just today. All the voices you've listened to on the news, in the classroom, even with your family and friends. Are any of those voices more important than the voice of the living God? Anything you've heard from anyone else, even the people you love who are very important in your life, do they have anything to say to you that's more important than the voice of God, who's desperately trying to speak to our hearts in this time? You see, we have to make choices with this, don't we? We have to choose. Who are we going to listen to? Where do we direct our attention? You know, the Holy Father, when he gave that very extraordinary Urbi et Orbi blessing from an empty St. Peter's Square, I don't know if you saw that, very powerful. And what he had to say was very profound. He said this. He said, Lord, you are calling us to seize this time of trial as a time of choosing. It is not the time of your judgment, but of our judgment. A time to choose what matters and what passes away. A time to separate what is necessary from what is not. It is a time to get our lives back on track with regard to you, Lord, and to others. Friends, what will you choose to do with this time? And it is a time of trial, but what will you choose to do with it? And also, who will you choose to listen to? What voice will you listen to? Please, friends, make time to listen to the voice of the living God expressed in and through His Word, the living Word of Scripture. Make place in your heart and in your soul to hear that Word, to listen profoundly and deeply to it. Because when we do that, then we will begin to remain in His Word. in the midst of all the other voices that are speaking things, some things good, some things not so good. In the midst of all the voices, His voice will emerge as the one that matters most, the one that feeds our souls the most, the one that strengthens our hearts the most. We listen to Him. We begin to remain in His Word. And then we'll truly be His disciples. And we'll follow Him through this dark valley, this time of trial, into the bright light and the freedom and the joy of the resurrection that will come. And God bless you.